Good morning. We are extremely pleased that you are here. It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree?
Yes.
You are knowing what you are wanting. An evolving thing. That is good, yes. You are enjoying the expansion of your own desire. You are enjoying the evolution of your own perspective. You like knowing that as quickly as you can sort through contrast and identify consciously or even unconsciously a desire or a preference, that source immediately recognizes it as a good choice and answers it. We don't think you know that. So we've come to remind you that you are leading edge creators, extensions of pure positive source energy. And you've come forth into this time-space reality specifically for the purpose of experiencing firsthand, from your genius perspective, contrast. Because you and all that is source understands that when you move through contrast from your powerful, personal, selfish perspective, that preferences will be identified by you, this leading edge point of consciousness. And when that preference, which is so honored, so respected, so adored, concludes anything, big or small, source says, you should know, you're the one there. You're the one having the experience. No one in the universe better to come to this conclusion than you, right there where you stand. And source is so sure that you, whether you are the genius human, or you, whether you are the one-celled organism in the ocean, you, that point of consciousness, that leading edge point of consciousness, exploring the contrast, concludes a preference, and source agrees, and immediately there is a vibrational offering, you would say, from the heavens about that. That's why we say, when you ask, it is always given every single time. So in that moment, a perspective is formed, and it's a perspective that includes you, leading edge genius creator, and source's undivided agreement with your conclusion. As Jerry and Esther travel about, they have navigational systems in their vehicles that work on the premise that they are someplace, and there is someplace they want to go to. So there are two points that are important to the navigational system, where you are and where you want to be. We are wanting to point out to you that these are two points of vibrational relativity. So when you are moving through contrast, and the contrast brings you to a place of identifying that you want something, and source agrees with it, one point of that vibrational relativity is established immediately. And now the other point of vibrational relativity is about where you are in relationship to it. When Jerry and Esther program Magellan, there is a computer in the bus and an antenna on the roof and satellites in the sky, which always know where they are. So they program in their desired destination, and then Magellan gives them verbal and visual description of how to get there. Magellan never asks where they have been, where were you before you are here, because it is irrelevant to the question at hand of getting from where they are to where they want to be. There are only two points in this vibrational relativity that matter. And the same thing is true of your own emotional guidance system. There are only two points that matter. It doesn't matter what somebody did 26,000 years ago. It doesn't matter what somebody did 2,000 years ago. It doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. It doesn't matter what anyone outside of you is doing. It doesn't even matter what somebody else thinks you should be doing. The only thing that matters relative to you, genius creator, with source's agreement, the only thing that matters to you in getting to what you and source have agreed would be better for you right here and now is that you find vibrational alignment with your new desire. So you go to the mailbox, you receive your mail, you open it, and there are bills there that add up to more than your ability to pay. And in that contrasting moment, you launch yet another rocket of desire relative to your desire for an improved financial status. So it goes something like, I really want more money. There are so many things I want to do. There are so many things that I want to experience. As you launch that rocket of desire, Source says, yes, we agree. Yes, we agree. Yes, we agree. Yes, we agree. And so there is a powerful point of vibrational relativity that is established by you because of the contrast you've been living. Now, the question that we're wanting to put to you is, where are you right now in your moment of offering thoughts and in your moment of attitude or mood? Where are you in relationship to this vibrational relativity about your desire? If you are discouraged, you're nowhere near it. If you are excited, you're right on it. If you are worried, if you are angry, if you are fitful, you're nowhere near it. If you are anticipating, if you are appreciating, if you are positively expecting, you're right on it. So the thing that we want you to understand is that without you doing anything that you would call worthy-based or earning-based, you have already set all of that into motion before you even got here. You are genius creators who are liquid love, who are adored by that which you call God, who are an extension of that which we call source energy. And when you decide that you want something, even if you don't put words to it, your decision is good enough. And that is why all species evolve as they do. Don't you think it's a wonderful thing when you think about it, that everyone having experience is in the place of knowing best what's best for them? Jerry and Esther were sitting in a Subway sandwich shop one day, and Esther was reading the wallpaper on the wall. And there was a story about the subway or the system of transportation in New York City when it was established. And there was a period of time when the system was not working. And the mayor of the city decided that it would be better, rather than trying to orchestrate the plan, they would let the people figure their best way of getting there. And we say it is always best to let those who are out there having the personal experience decide their best way of accommodating themselves. When you accommodate yourself, you know all of the ins and outs of what is important to you. When you ask someone else to take care of you, someone who can't possibly focus with the clarity that you can focus, then sometimes things are missed. And it is that exact premise that we are talking about that causes the evolution of your species and every other species to evolve in the magnificent way that it does. All of this leading edge, point of consciousness, having experience and having preference, being born, and even if words are not spoken, as in the case of the one-celled amoeba in the ocean, no words are spoken, but vibrational utterance certainly is offered, and Source agrees, and the evolution of that species therefore incurs. The difference between the one-celled amoeba in the ocean and the human genius is that when the one-celled amoeba in the ocean offers a preference and Source agrees, that one-celled amoeba offers no resistance whatsoever to its own conclusion of what would be better. And so its desire is satisfied immediately, where humans, bless your hearts, often experience a contrasting experience, launch endless rockets of desire, which Source agrees with. Circumstances and events are immediately lined up in order to bring you anything and everything that you want. But sometimes you stand still in your justifying position of why you wanted it to begin with. Rather than going with the flow of the new idea, you tend to stay looking at the contrasting experience which made you give birth to the new idea, and you continue to talk about where you are in order to sort of explain why you are worthy or why you really need the universe to accommodate you more efficiently. We think you got that because for a rather long period of time, you saw your parents as the vortex through which all of your well-being flowed. And you learned that if you could plead a needy case long enough, that your mother would finally cave in and give you what you wanted. But she did a disservice when she caved in, because she showed you something that is not the way the universe works. The universe does not cave in and grant your desires based upon how complaining you are, or how justified you are, or how needed you are. The universe grants your wishes based upon how vibrationally compliant you are, how much in vibrational alignment you are. This is a vibrational universe, and it's based upon law of attraction. And law of attraction says that which is likened to itself is drawn. Set your radio dial on 6:30 a.m. and you will receive the broadcast on 6:30 a.m. You cannot receive what's being broadcast on 98.7 FM. They are different frequencies. So when you have launched a rocket that says plenty of more money, and you're beating the drum that says not enough money, your vibrational frequencies are in serious discord, and you are not in the position of receiving what you're asking for. Even though Source agrees, even though heaven and earth are moving in order to accommodate you, even though your vibrational escrow, we like that, contrast causes you to launch rockets of desire, and they're held for you in vibrational escrow. And the reason we call it vibrational escrow is because the thoughts that you think are in the process of becoming, and eventually they will become manifestation. If your vibrational accord is sufficient enough, first there is thought, then there is thought form, then there is that which you call physical manifestation. So when you launch any thought about things wanted or not wanted, it moves into that which we are calling vibrational escrow, and it begins to amass energy. It begins to take form. Now, you don't have to worry about it immediately manifesting in your experience. You may have noticed that, because more than 99% of your vibrational work is done and your vibrational alignment has taken place before you begin to receive evidence of it. And so you might say that as you're moving through an honorary experience, you're launching all kinds of things into vibrational escrow that when you find vibrational harmony with them enough that they manifest, you're not going to like them. Or you could say, as you're launching thoughts of appreciation and things that make you feel good, you are filling your vibrational escrow full of all kinds of things that are going to please you when you get there. Sometimes we hear you say, "Oh, Abraham, I do not believe that I create my own reality, because this thing that happened to me just came out of the blue." And we say, "Hardly. You offered many, 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 many thoughts about it. You brought yourself into vibrational alignment with it again and again and again and again and again. You worked hard at becoming a vibrational match to what was being held for you in vibrational escrow." So we don't want to give you the impression that vibrational escrow has only things you want in it. It has everything you've put there. And everything you've put there is as a result of what you've been giving your thought to. And so it's up to you now to tone yourself, to tune yourself, to attune yourself, to vibe yourself, to feel yourself, to move up the emotional scale yourself, to feel your way into vibrational alignment with the things you really want. The stream of well-being is huge. In fact, it is the only stream that flows in the sense of creative force. Every thought that you've ever thought still exists. And so we acknowledge that there is a current that is the spin-off of man's conscious thought, and there is plenty of creative juice to create from. But you are pure positive energy. You are source energy in physical bodies, and life is supposed to be good for you. You are supposed to feel good. You knew it when you came. You said, "I'll go into this leading edge environment, into an environment where no one has been before, and I will have experiences with others similar to me, but not same as me. And together, as we bounce off one another, we will arrive at new preferences that could not be arrived at if it were not for our interaction." And that new preference is the leading edge of thought, because in the moment that the new preference is born within me, you said, we remember, we said we'd remind you, in the moment that that preference is born within me, all that is non-physical will move toward it, expanding the universe. And then you said, "I will be able to tell by the way I feel whether I have joined my own source in my own preference that has been born of my own experience." You cannot notice what is and complain about it and be a vibrational match to the solution. You cannot keep beating the drum of the problem and be a vibrational match to the solution. Do you know that when you were living the problem, you were asking for the solution and source said yes immediately? So do you know that there's never a reason for you to be wallowing around in a problem for more than about a second? Do you know that you can get so good at this that before you're even aware that the problem has gotten started, you've already got the solution underway? Do you know that as you clean your vibration up, so think about what we just said. So you're moving through contrast and you're observing something unwanted. And in observing that unwanted thing, you launch a rocket of desire for the answer or for the solution, which source immediately said yes to and answered. So as you immediately turn your attention toward the possibility of receiving an answer, as you soften your angst by expecting things to turn around for you, that 99% that we said that has to take place before there is a manifestation never takes place within you. So even though you may have launched a rocket about a problem, it can never come to vibrational fruition if you're tending to your vibration as you're moving along. This would be the conversation that we would have had with you if we'd met you earlier in your experience, like the day you were born. We would have said to you, anytime you need anything, it will be given to you. So just stand in a place of expecting all answers to all questions, all solutions to all problems. And don't let those who have forgotten that confuse you. But we're talking to you now after you have become confused by those who have gone before you. And so what we're saying to you now is you may very well have been beating the drum of unwanted things long enough that some of them have begun to manifest in your experience. But we want you to not worry about that. Because even though some of them have manifested in your experience, the solution is well on the way. As Jerry and Esther got into their hotel room last night, and Esther pushed the handle on the toilet, nothing happened. And so, having had that experience before, she knew exactly what to do. She took the lid off the tank and looked in, only to discover that the chain that was hooked to the lever had come off. So she reached into the very cold water, hooked the chain onto the little lever, pushed the handle, and smiled. I'm a genius, she thought. And then she announced to Jerry that as quickly as she had found a problem, she had found the solution also. Jerry was very proud of her. Then Jerry pushed the handle and nothing happened. So Jerry took the lid off the back of the toilet and looked in, and the chain had come off again, only to discover that the little hole that the chain hooks through was not really a hole at all. It had been broken, and so there was no way of making the chain stay attached. And so they just left the back off the back of the toilet. And Esther said, isn't this nice? We can flush the toilet and wash our hands at the same time. In every action that you're taking, there is a concurrent emotional journey that you're taking at the same time. In other words, if you decide that what's happening is not going to be the reason for the way you feel, then you will have a delicious ride through this physical life experience. But if you are needing the conditions to all be fixed so that you can have a better feeling response to the condition, now you're going to have a rough ride because there are not enough people preceding you who can get enough things fixed that can control enough conditions to just the way you like them. We're visiting with a woman recently who has arthritis in her hips, and it's very painful. A much more unpleasant situation than a toilet that won't flush. And she said to us, Abraham, how can I think positive thoughts when I am in such pain? And we said, we know it's hard, but you've got to find a way of separating the action part of your life from the emotional part of your life. And what we meant by that is, You have arthritis in your hips. That's just what is, and that's not going to change right now, this red hot minute. It can change in time, but right now that's where it is. You're in pain. But you have choices that you haven't really known that you've had, because you can be in pain and feel fearful, or you can be in pain and feel hopeful. And the vibrational difference between fearful and hopeful is the vibrational difference between recovery or not. The vibrational difference between playful with a toilet that doesn't work and angry with a toilet doesn't work is the difference between finding more things like that that don't work. When you've decided that you're going to be playful and joyful no matter what, and that you're not going to let the circumstances that seem to be appearing around you control your emotion, but you instead are going to control your emotion because you have the ability to focus. You have the ability to choose a lot of different ways of thinking about everything. You can change the subject altogether. You can find a way of thinking of it that feels better. And what we want you to understand is that that is your work. Your work as creator of your own experience is to focus. But how do you know you're focusing if you don't have points of relativity in order to help you focus? How do you know whether you're moving in the right direction if you don't have some way of quantifying your journey? As Jerry and Esther are traveling from Phoenix to San Diego, it's a quantifiable journey. They understand it. It's 400 miles. They have to go west. They know they're going to make it. They don't get to the halfway point of Yuma and freak out because they're not yet in San Diego and get all disoriented and turn around and go back to Phoenix. They understand that journey. Just keep going in the direction of where I want to be, and eventually I will get there. But we see some of you sick with some diagnosis. Maybe it's one the doctors say is incurable. Maybe it's not so serious. But we see you often in that place of sickness, finding some inspiration and some hope and some positive expectation and being well along your way to wellness, even though the manifestation hasn't given you any evidence yet, because 99.99% of every creation is complete before there is any physical evidence. But you're well along the way. You're well along the way. And if you could keep up the momentum and the direction of where you're going to get to the wellness that you seek, or to the money that you seek, or to the improved relationship that you seek. In other words, it's all there for you. But if you have not quantified this journey by paying attention to the way you feel, then you might very well be well along your way, then get some test, freak out, and turn around and go back to Phoenix. You could never imagine somebody going from Phoenix to Yuma and getting confused and going back to Phoenix, and then making it all the way back to Yuma and getting confused and going back to Phoenix. Phoenix, Yuma, Phoenix, Yuma, Phoenix, Yuma. They would complain, San Diego is impossible. It's an impossible dream to get to San Diego. I have an incurable travel itinerary. I cannot get to where I want to go. And we say, that is ridiculous, but it is equally ridiculous that you would say, I can't get from sickness to wellness, no matter what the subject. It's equally ridiculous that I can't get from not enough money to plenty of money. There is no reason that any of you don't get everything you want, except that you get disoriented and you keep turning around and going in the opposite direction. And if you will begin today to pay attention to the way you feel, you will always know whether you are moving toward or away from something you want, whether you are moving toward something you want or whether you are moving toward something you don't want. When you are every day ornery, every day critical, every day unpleasant, every day unhappy, you are marching diligently toward things that when they get there, you're not going to like them. And when you are appreciative, when you are loving, when you are playful, when you are feeling good, when you are looking for positive aspects, you are marching toward things that when they get there, you're really going to like them. And the thing that we so much want you to hear, and this is the most important thing that you will hear from us today, wherever you are along your emotional journey, no matter how far or close you are to things that you want manifesting, we want so much for you to make peace with wherever you are. Because the worst thing that you can do is be mad at yourself about not doing better. You're doing just fine. And every day, as you care about how you feel, you will do better. Because when someone's up here on the emotional scale all bright and shiny and fluffy, and you're down here on the emotional scale feeling despair or orneriness or fear or even anger, you can't hear them and they can't hear you. In other words, that's not the person from whom you are going to get your inspiration, not today. Do you know that when you are in despair, your inspiration will come from someone who's in revenge? We're not kidding you. And when you are in revenge, do you know your inspiration will more likely come from somebody who's only angry? And when you're angry, you know your inspiration will come from somebody who's just ornery and frustrated and overwhelmed. And by the time you get up into frustration or overwhelmment, now you can be inspired by someone who's feeling optimistic or someone who's feeling wonderful. But you've got to get somewhere in the vibrational vicinity before you can even begin to hear what they're saying. The thing that we most want you to hear, you are creator. Creation is about vibration. Vibration is responded to by law of attraction or managed by law of attraction. Your emotions are your vibrational indicator. The vibrational indicator is the indication between the vibrational relativity between who you really are and what you really want and where you are right now this minute. Therefore, nothing is more important in any moment in time than that you find the best feeling thought that you have access to. Not the best feeling thought that you've ever thought, not the best feeling thought that anybody's ever thought, just the best feeling thought you can find from where you are. And when you find the slightest improvement in vibration, you're going to feel relief. Relief is the indication of the releasing of resistance. Relief is the indication of the increase in allowance. Allowance of source, disallowance of source. Allowance, resistance. Now you know everything that is important to you to create anything you want to create. You want to chew on the nitty-gritty of some things? Begin right here.